Bonjour. Ça va? I don't know any more French. Hello. You okay? Hey. Honey bun? Are you okay? Do you need some space? Okay. Do you want some food? Okay, baby. I hope you feel better. I'm just out here if you need me. I love you. No. Is it safe to come in? No, I just want to give you space if you need more. Hey. I kind of got that vibe. I say this with love. I'm gonna get you. I have officially got you. Because I like to be the big spoon, shush. You are God, mister. Deal with it. What are you apologizing for? I didn't do anything wrong. You weren't rude. You came in, you said, I'm not feeling great. I'm angry. Please give me space. I gave you space. No harm, no foul. I'm not just saying anything, shush. You heckin' goober. Cease, desist, behold. I'm sorry you don't feel good. My love, my love, my love, my love, my love. It's okay to be mad. Okay, I know. I mean, I'd be mad. I'd be like, fuck you. But it's also okay if you're not. Just trying to validate your feelings. Because they're valid and important, and I kind of like your face. It's a nice face. It's a warm face. It's an autumn face. Color analysis. I myself am a winter. What I'm saying is, it is okay to feel whatever you feel. And please don't think I'm being condescending. I like honest, blatant, obvious communication. And it's good to say, hey, whatever mixed up feeling you're feeling, I see it, I appreciate it. I see you. So I see you. I do. I see you laying here. Confused like a very mixed up chameleon. It's because you're wrestling. It's like, I see, but also, meh. Tis the eternal struggle of being an adult. I see some reasoning behind that, but I don't agree with you, so fuck you. I mean, considering we come from apes, I think we do really well not to smash each other in the back of the head with a rock. No, agree with me or die. Okay, maybe not die, but have a headache and shut up. I know, and that's okay. You're not always gonna agree with everybody, it's fine. And it's okay to think fuck you. You're not a mean, disagreeable person. No. You are certainly not a narcissist. Because I was fathered by one, I know what one looks like. Oh. I know what they say and how they act and what they do, and you are not one of them. Well, mainly because you're not, insufferable. Ooh, let's not go into my delicious daddy issues this evening. I would rather focus on the here and the here and now is you. So. No. Because that man deserves no more headspace. And I also have a therapist. Mm-hmm. Being responsible, handling my brain. Sexy, right? That was the correct answer, thank you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it is okay to feel like, shut the fuck up. I do, very often. Just people, even people I like, and it's sometimes like, I love you, but just, why did you say that to me? Why did you think that was appropriate? What? And then the hat trick is, I'll probably do that to them, and they'll be like, will you shut the fuck up? And that's just human nature. It's okay to like somebody and also think, words are still coming out your mouth. And right now, I wish they weren't. That does not make you a bad person. That does not make you a petulant child. That makes you an ape with a phone. I'm very civilized and handsome one. With the cutest little eyebrows I ever did saw. Let me love your eyebrows, you meanie. They're mine. I claim them with love. You have given them a complex. I am fixing it. Because they do not deserve contempt and confusion. They deserve love. Look how they've grown since I've taken care of them. This is the power of nurture. Mm. You can leave your eyebrows alone. They're lovely. Just like you're lovely. And having uncomfortable, gobbledygook, black gunk feelings does not make you a bad person. You are handling it. Feeling it is part of handling. You're saying, it's a feeling. Process, validate, but then step back, contemplate. How do I react? And just so heckin' good. Yay! You're a fully fledged adult. You can handle your stuff. I'm so proud. You've gotten a lot better, you know. Before, he used to close down and not communicate, and it stuck in that trap of shame and embarrassment, and I don't want you to see my imperfect sides. And then I was like, well, we can't really progress if you don't show me that stuff. And then slowly you showed, and I was like, that's hot. Damn. Love an honest, communicative person. Oh my goodness. No. All those podcasts with these guys that are going, you do not show vulnerability to women. It's like, my guy. No. You ever wonder if they're just characters? Like, they fully know that these are caricatures and they're just trying to get attention and clout? I wonder. It's a very extreme, and I can't take it seriously. Also, anybody that refers to women as females in a serious way. Eek! Why you do that? We're not frogs. This isn't an anatomy book. This is real life, relationships. People are just people. Go to a therapist and talk about your shit. That's just my opinion, and the people on the podcast do not have to agree with me, and I'm sure they wouldn't. But I am not going to engage with said content because I think it's nonsense. You show me whatever you want to show me. Show me gross, show me embarrassed, show me cute, show me. Show me your pecs. What the schmexy? I love you. Well, I've been very subtle about it. I didn't know if you could read my signs. I promote an honest, communicative approach. So, look at my face, look at my eyes. I love you. Show me the ick. Show me the uncomfortable and the losing your mind and the, I don't even know. I wanna see. Because I wanna see you. want to see you and touch you and feel you and get right up in your face. Mm-hmm. Ooh, because I'm a little bit obsessed with you and I want to eventually have your baby. Stop making a big deal out of it. Oh, man. Good. 'Cause you are seen, Mother Trucker. I see you. I feel you. I have you. And there's no escape. Unless you would no longer like to be in a relationship, which I would fully respect, because I'm not a creeper. Oh, I'd be sad and heartbroken, but, you know, you gotta give consent. Something narcissists do not tend to do. You are not a narcissist. You are not consumed with your own ideas. You are you. And it is okay to think, shut the fuck up. Just don't, like, punch anyone or, you know, kill them. It's kind of frowned upon in Western society as a whole, but, you know, context. Depends on what they do. Of course, we live in a gray world. Some things aren't black and white. And I strive to be a supportive girlfriend. You okay? That's heckin' good. Do you want a sandwich? And something to drink and a snack? All these feelings and talks, they just wet my poor appetite. I want a grilled cheese. And some chips and a cookie. The biggest one we have, please. Onward. Food solves all things. Especially a grumbly tummy. Can I tell you a secret? I love you more when you show me the egg. Because it makes you more you, and I am a big fan of you. Yeah, but I love cheese and corn. I'm a cheesy, corny Cinnabon, which kind of sounds pretty gross, but bleh. We accept all food combinations. As we accept all feelings. Mm-hmm. Food. Food. Oh. How much cheese is too much cheese? Mm-hmm.